Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. A fifth career century from New Zealand skipper Susie Bates set up her side's tenth one-run win over the West Indies in the first one-day international at Sabina Park. However, the home side should have still overhauled the White Ferns' target of 226, collapsing from 205 for 5 to lose by a single run. Bates had earlier been superb for the tourists, as they too suffered a collapse towards the end of their innings as they searched for quick runs. They closed on 225 for 8. She made 110 off 133 balls and dominated stands of 65 with Natalie Dodd and 95 with Amy Satterthwaite. The three-day tour game between the Bangladesh Cricket Board 11 and the touring New Zealanders has been abandoned due to persistent rain in Chittagong. The match was due to be the tourists' only preparation ahead of the opening test, which is scheduled to begin on the 9th of October at the same venue. No play was possible on the opening day due to a waterlogged outfield, and with conditions unlikely to improve, an early decision was taken to call off the rest of the match. South African off-spinner Johan Buta has had his bowling action reported while playing domestic cricket in Australia. It is the third time that his action has come in for official scrutiny and he's set to undergo biomechanical testing. He was suspended in 2006 and in 2009 he was banned from bowling his Dusra.